Hello, hello. Wake up, my gentle soul. Quietly, gently, softly. Breathe into the waking world and open your eyes. You are safe, encased in a chapel at the edge of the empire. Yes. Your wounds have been cleaned and bandaged, your hair washed, and you are dressed by my acolytes. Can you hear the sounds of nature outside the chapel? Yes, yes. While it is sad, the gods will not yet welcome you into their embrace. I must confess, my heart is filled with joy. Why? Because it means I have the opportunity to speak with you. The beautiful stranger who fell at my doorstep, bleeding and broken. You have been a mystery to me, and long have I watched you while you slumber here. Did you dream well, stranger? Ah, so that's your name. I am Sister Mirabelle. It is a pleasure to welcome you to this place of worship. My chapel is small, but I'm so glad it served your needs. Be careful, sweet stranger. Your wounds were great. Well, it's admirable that your spirit is willing. The flesh is still weak. Be still and allow your body the chance to rest. You have nothing to fear. I'm right beside you. Tell me how you came to be in my care. Were you attacked by highwaymen? Or were you injured when you defended the weak? How did such misfortune strike you? Ah, I see. A fascinating story. Thank you for putting my imagination to rest. I've had nothing to do while I cared for you except to wonder what fate brought you to me. You have such a sweet face. And when you sleep, your dark eyelashes kiss your cheeks, making you look like a painting. Forgive me. Am I too bold? I am used to expressing love without inhibitions. But to those outside the chapel, I think it can be too much. Your hair is the same color as the blankets in my childhood room. Is that why I want to bury my fingers in it? Your flesh is so soft. The gods took care when they made you. You should be proud. Please, let me feel your forehead. I want to make sure you didn't catch a fever, my dear stranger. Good. Good. You are healthy and strong. I anticipate a full recovery for you. Though please, keep looking at me. I kept wondering what color your eyes were. They are deep and vibrant. Much more beautiful in reality than in my imagination. Oh, your cheeks look warm. Are you blushing? Sorry, I've been so alone these last few weeks. Many of my acolytes are away on pilgrimages, and you have been my only company for some time. Yes. While you slept, I pictured such lives for you. My mind raced with stories about who you are and how you came into my care. I'm so excited to meet you now, to learn about the real you. I just want to cut you open and crawl inside so there can be no secrets from us. Sorry, there I go again. Gentle. Gentle now. You can't get up just yet. You don't want to leave me, do you? Isn't the bed I put you in comfortable? I'll bring you a tray of fresh fruit later, and I'll feed you by hand. Won't that be lovely? Good. Now, lay back down. I said, lay back down. The gods brought you to me. You're not going to defy them by leaving me, are you? Good. That's what I thought. Oh, you noticed the ring on your finger. Congratulations. I couldn't decide if I was going to wait to tell you, but I married us while you were asleep. Isn't that wonderful? I just couldn't bear the thought of losing you, my divine gift from above. Oh, don't worry about that. We'll have plenty of time to get to know each other. What matters is that I love you, and now we'll be together forever. When you're healed, we'll have a proper celebration with cake and fancy outfits. You seem peaceful about this. Accepting, even. You're happy? Oh, that's good. If you tried to run away, I would find you. Or I'd break your legs so you couldn't run away. So don't get any ideas. Ah, good. I'm so relieved you understand. You just can't interfere with the plans the gods have for us. Now move over, my spouse. I'm crawling into the bed with you. We'll cuddle up and plan our marriage celebration. Ah, perfect. You are so warm, and I adore the way you smell. Don't worry. I will hold you close and nurse you back to health. You are safe now, and everything is going to be okay. Close your eyes. And let sleep take you. My love, my partner. My divine gift from above. I will cherish you for every moment. And within my love, there exists a place free from pain. All I need is for you to submit to me and the gods that brought us together. Thank you for your cooperation, for your acceptance. The life that's in store for you is better than you ever could have imagined. Now sleep, my heart. Close your eyes. Yes. Good night. Thank you for listening until the end of my story. If you enjoyed it, please hit the like button. And if you want to go on more romantic adventures with me, make sure to subscribe to my channel and ring the bell. I also have exclusive audios available to my patrons. Thank you so much, and take care of yourself. I'll see you next week. Good night.